As Christians, you and I should want to know that we're doing the right thing and that our lives are pleasing to God. But we're not always clear on the results we should be looking for. How do we know if we're succeeding or failing as Christians? How do we know whether we're going forward or backward in our walk of faith? To find the answer, we have to take an honest look at our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 begins, "Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves." Okay, but how do you prove that you're in the faith? What is the evidence that shows you you're on the right path? Some people say that a faithful Christian will enjoy a trouble-free life with perfect health and material abundance. Others will tell you that a life without suffering is not a Christian life at all. Everyone has an opinion, but what does the Bible say? We discover the true measure of faith and God's will for our life in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. "That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." A healthy life is a fruitful life. God is pleased when His children are fruitful in every good work. But what kind of fruit are we looking for? Not all fruit is pleasing to God or beneficial to our lives. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 15 to 17, Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Verse 16, "Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles?" Verse 17, "Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit." We want our lives to be fruitful, but we want that fruit to be good. Good fruit comes from a good tree. Biblically, the good fruit of the good tree is the fruit of the Spirit. To learn more about the fruit of the Spirit, we turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith." Verse 23, "meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." The fruit of the Spirit are manifestations of holiness generated from the life of Christ within. Love, joy, peace, these are the characteristics of God. This is the nature of Christ. When the fruit of the Spirit are evident in our lives, we know we're on the right path, thinking the right thoughts and doing the right things. This is how we bring glory to God and prove that we are His disciples. John chapter 15, verse 8. Jesus said, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples." A faithful disciple of the Lord will bear much fruit. His cup will overflow with the fruit of the Spirit. This is the daily reward of the Christian faith and the one true indicator that your life is pleasing to God. Why? Because there's only one way that such fruit can be produced. The only way to bear the fruit of the Spirit is to abide in the good tree, the spiritual vine. We must abide in Christ. In this same chapter 15, now in verses 4 and 5, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me." Verse 5, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, The same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. The key word here is the word abide. To abide somewhere is to make that place your home. This is much more than being a frequent visitor. To bear the fruit of the Spirit, you must abide in Christ, and He in you. Jesus abides in you by His Spirit. You abide in Him when His words abide in you. Listen to what Jesus says in verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. When the words of the Lord abide in you, the mind of Christ governs your thoughts and behavior. Your prayers and supplications will be answered because they are in harmony with God's perfect will. To abide in Christ, we must abide in His love. We abide in His love when we keep His commandments. John chapter 15, now in verse 10. Jesus said, If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in His love. We abide in His love when we keep His commandments. We keep His commandments when we hear and do His sayings. All these truths come together in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 23 and 24. Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Verse 24, He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Jesus said keeping his commandments is like building a house on a solid foundation. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 47 48 and 49. Jesus said, Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. Verse 48, He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 49, But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Building your faith is a lot like building a house. Our faith must be rooted and grounded on the bedrock of truth. If not, the storms of life will bring it down. The Word of God is like food. Food does us no good if we only look at it and talk about how good it smells. Food was meant to be ingested. Only the engrafted Word, the Word that we have both heard and obeyed, can change our lives and save our souls.